Welcome back, everybody. Whew! It's Friday. It's 5 o'clock. I hope you're clocking out. Jim is sticking around for this second hour. I'm so thankful. His name is Jim Santel. You've heard him all over these fine airwaves, and hopefully during his special Saturday show, Amicus, a law review from 9 to 11 on this very network. If you're just tuning in, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. We got lots of stuff to talk about this afternoon, but a bit of breaking news. New reporting in from Wisconsin Public Radio. Tony Weed has done basically nothing since being elected to Congress, but today he decided to do something that is unquestionably unconstitutional. He has introduced legislation that would strip funding from states and local governments that the U.S. Department of Justice deem to be, quote, anarchist jurisdictions. Way to go, Weed. Ah, that's our taxpayer dollars. Hard at work. The bill dubbed the, quote, Stop Anarchists from Endangering Cities Act, end quote, would codify blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Jim, I'm having a hard time. Aren't these the same people that supported the pardons of January 6th insurrectionists that beat the heck out of cops? Is this the same group of MAGAs?
It seems to be. It seems exactly to be. Right, right. And the inconsistency is beyond glaring. It is stunning. It's shocking. I run out of adjectives, as I often do. And then we have this other issue. Of course, again, this legislation for anarchist jurisdictions. Okay, we can kind of figure out what jurisdictions means. But as we were talking before, a judge who just yesterday figuring out what a rebellion is. Okay, let's talk about anarchy now. Let's try to define that as well and put that in legislation that can be enforced in some way, right?
Yes, unconstitutional. I'll give Weed a little starter primer on anarchy. Hey, Tony, anarchy is what happens when there's no organized government, or when a group of people who are legitimately concerned about their economic futures get manipulated by humanity's most basic instincts, to wit, racism, whipped up into a frenzy and then stop a functioning democracy from working. Tony, that's anarchy, with all due respect. And it's actually the MAGA regime that is creating anarchy, led by the orange man in chief, every day in this country. Ironic, hypocritical, disgusting, downright childish, unconstitutional, anti-democratic, anti-free speech. I could go on. But I won't.
Let me add another adjective. Can I also talk about cynicism, right?
Yes.
It is so cynical in the sense that we're going to put this legislation out there. It's sending these whistles once again to people who say, oh my gosh, we can't have anarchy in America. We don't. That's not out there. But it presumes that people are stupid. That's the cynical part of this. In addition to all the other things that you just said, it presumes that the very constituents who put him in office are dumb and stupid and cannot see through this as the false whistle that it is. It's like, just
What do you all think about any elected official from either party that engages in what I'm going to call, it's a term I've used for a long time, performative politics? Mm-hmm. And all politics has an element of theater to it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing something simply to get your name in the papers, simply to get people talking. That's definition one for performative politics under the Maggie Dawn Show. Definition number two is the use of leverage or power simply because you have it, i.e. what the kiddies call flexing. This is so ridiculous. Shame on you, Tony Weed. Great hair. You got some great hair. Cannot deny that. But man, and I'm going to come up with a new word, Jim, to describe some of what's been going on. Do not be suckerized. The suckerization of voters, of Americans. And what do I mean by that? Is they are running a con, right? This is a con.
Right.
But pay attention to the claims about anarchy and socialism and all this stuff. And, oh, it's woke, is blah, 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 all this nonsense. Do not pay attention to the fact that the single largest redistribution of wealth in American history is about to happen in the big brutal bill, from the bottom 90% to the top 1%, and even more wealth going to the 0.1%. It is an obscenity, and that's what's going on. This is why the No Kings protest to me is so important. It speaks to a whole gamut of these issues, such as billionaire tax breaks, mega corporation tax breaks, and really screwing the working man and woman. It's sad.
Stripping out Medicaid, for example, among most vulnerable populations out there. And regrettably, these populations also do not have a voice, right? Because of where they are economically, we need not only to support them. Again, cynicism of the highest level to suggest that somehow those people are not real human beings and therefore they're not entitled to health care. We should not be concerned about them. And instead, yes, look at the shiny objects going on right now in, say, Los Angeles, where, yes, we've got a few fires and some sticks and stones being thrown around. That's the real concern that you should be have your hair on fire about. And that's the outrage.
The lying. Weed lies. We've got a texter from WGBW texting, and I can't even get a hold of Weed, and any time I have, he just lies to me and said there's no cuts to Medicaid. There are. You're on Badger Care in Wisconsin. You're on Family Care. You will have benefits cut. I promise you that. DVO, liar. The lying that occurs is just, it's terrible. How about this? You're caught in too many big old fatty lies. You don't get to run for Congress again. How about there that as go. A new rule? We got Jack from Merrimack on the line. Jack, say hi to Jim. What you got for us?
Oh, where do I start?
It's a lot, Jack, right? It's a lot. We often say that. It's a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where half the newscasts that put these Republicans on should start out by saying, what you're about to hear is a lie. Go ahead, Senator. Go ahead, Congressman.
Basically, all of them, all of the time. It just needs to come with a constantly running chyron on the bottom that's like, this is a bunch of garbage and has no relationship to what's happening here on Earth One.
Yes.
And Jack,
I do have a question for Maggie the economist.
Yes, sir.
I have read that if a graduated tax were put on wealth at starting at 2% at $30 million and graduating up to 5% at $1 billion+, that amount of money would be sufficient to raise a total of $2 trillion every year.
Every year.
Which, of course, would not only, it would wipe out the deficit totally, and it would do a pretty good job of bringing down the debt. People need to realize that for those rich people, there is no such thing as enough. And it's about time somebody says, oh, yeah, there is.
I love all that, Jack. Clip it, put it out. I can just hang up my headphones because Jack's got the ticket right there.
Masterclass in economics, right?
Absolutely, Jack. There is a fair tax system where the ultra wealthy folks with generational wealth. Jim, I've never been able to get over this. Everybody work is dignity, bootstrap, blah, 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 blah. Oh, except if you have obscenely wealthy parents, in which case you're entitled to sit on your rump your entire life, do absolutely nothing, and let the generational wealth roll in. The affirmative action of generational wealth was, to me, the best line of the Democratic National Convention, said by Michelle Obama. This is not hard. We can do all of the things to make our communities healthier if the mega rich and the mega corporations simply paid their fair share.
Absolutely. And again, the conversation here with Jack and others, it is not that difficult, right? Again, I'm not the economist that you and Jack are, Maggie. On the other hand, these things are accessible, right? You can put them on a chart, a brochure, and show a little bit of percentages, show some bar graphs, those kinds of things. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. Communication and education out there and getting it again, maybe not to those folks in the Congress who are not interested in that kind of information, but to people who vote and people who show up at town hall meetings to say, Senator, Congressman, this matters. And I'm going to, as Jack just said, I'm going to ask you about this particular application. Give me a response. Tell me why I'm wrong about that.
Well, they just lie and change the subject. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Speaking of screwing the middle class, Donald Trump proudly announcing today that he's going to make your appliances, the things that you rely on because you don't hire people to do your household chores, basically all of your household appliances, going to be about 50% more expensive thanks to Donald Trump. So if you were planning on doing a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, you know, because again, we don't hire people to do these things. We actually wash our own dishes and clothes. Yeah, you might want to do that sooner rather than later. Yep, the tariffs are going to be expanded. Washing machines, refrigerators, and common household appliances made with steel parts will soon be subject to expanded tariffs. The Commerce Department, led by the man who has no grasp of economics whatsoever, Howard Lutnick, said Thursday the department said in a notice that levies would take effect on June 23rd. You got 10 days. To get your appliances.
Get that washer dryer you've been waiting for. Get the refrigerator, the microwave, the dishwasher, all those things right now. And again,
where that Jim is going to make new housing starts less expensive. No, it's not. In addition to the already increased steel tariffs, this is just stupid. They have their hands in the pockets of the middle class. Do not be suckerized. Right. Do not be the sucker here, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Folks, we got a special edition of Ask Maggie coming up at 5:30. Jim's going to join me for that. You get to ask me and Jim questions. Can you believe it? Get those in. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You can ask Jim and I basically anything. And Jim, here's the trick. We get put on a timer because you are like to talk.
Right. Ooh.
Dave from New Berlin, he says on the text line that he's working on a question for us. I love it, Dave. Ollie from the North Woods, we got about 30 seconds. Say hi to Jim. What you got for us?
Hi. Well, I think I might have an answer to the lying problem. Pam Bondi wants to put all the government workers on a lie detector. How about if we just put all the senators and congressmen on lie detectors.
How about we start with Pam Bondi, shall we? The problem with that, of course, Ollie, is that if you have no soul and lying doesn't raise your heartbeat at all, it might be a little easy to beat those lie detectors.
Don't go anywhere.
We got to ask Maggie and ask Jim. Coming up next, get your questions in, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's Jim Santel, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.